cut bait. It's a deep cut, baby. The DJ in your mind, and he's just gotta play it now one more time. It's a song about heartache and losing a friend, and I think I'll go crazy if I hear it again. It's a deep cut, baby.
It's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut, baby.
It's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut, baby.
It's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut, baby.
It's a deep cut.
And the phones are lighting up to make the request, and that deep cut, baby, won't give me no rest. I don't want to hear it one more time, and if they play it again, I think I'll lose my mind. It's a deep cut, baby.
It's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut, baby.
It's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut. In my brain, it plays that deep cut, baby, driving me insane. It's a mournful song, it goes on way too long. It's a deep cut, baby, and it's always on. In my car, in the store, when I'm alone in my bed, and that deep cut is grooving all up in my head. It's a deep cut, baby.
It's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut, baby.
It's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut, baby.
It's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut, baby.
It's a deep cut.
That's Deep Cut there from Bradman.
Yes. Yes. And I understand there's a little confusion on the on my moniker, Brad Mansevitz. And it's I'm totally to blame for all of that. Like, completely my fault. Every time, you know, I have to spell my name or say, what's your last name? You know, any time. It's like, oh, yeah, what kind of, how do you spell? What's that? And how do you pronounce that? What kind of, what is it? And I just thought it would be easier because it looks, when you look at it, it looks like Mansevitz. And so
that's
for
spelled, yeah.
A few years, I was like introducing myself and telling people, yeah, it's Mansevitz, Brad Mansevitz. And then like, there was some of that conversation that I didn't have to have anymore. Oh, interesting. Where's that from? And then at some point I realized, you know, it's my parents' name. Like, it's their name. It's my dad's family name, Mansevitz. That's how you say it. So I went back to Mansevitz, and that now I have to have this conversation in addition to the other conversations I have to have about last name.
You are here, and you're a person. And
he's Bradman.
I am.
And you have a new EP called Martini Ranch Sessions.
I'm super excited about it, and that's not something I say or feel about my own music very often at all. I had a great time doing this. I feel really good about the results. I worked with some dear friends to make it all happen. It's just been fun from the get-go. It's really been a great...
Tell us about the recording experience.
Well, I had a dream. A song came to me in a dream, which has never happened before. And I was like emotionally moved in the dream about this song. And I woke up. And I knew if I didn't go make some notes, like, it was just going to go away. And I was cozy and comfy in bed, and I was like, I could have just gone right back to sleep. But I got up and I got my phone and I hummed a few things into the phone and I recorded it. And then I went to my friend Mike Martin, who he and his wife Amy are longtime dear friends by now, and they live in Lakewood, Colorado. And Mike's got a basement studio. And I said, I want to record this, you know, and I know you can do it. Because he's like, we messed around with some recordings, just us on the back porch, you know, just messing around. And I was like, we can do this, and we can do this here, and I want to. And he's like, well, if we're going to do one, let's do a few. I was like, sure. So we spent the day. We must have spent like 8 or 10 hours, took a lunch break or something, and captured these recordings. And then we had another couple of like 2 4-hour sessions where we were, you know, doing a little overdubbing or changing some things or fixing some other things and adding some backing vocals. And poof, here we are, the Martini Ranch sessions, you know. I got to tell you, it was so meaningful to just put everything else aside and spend this time for no other reason than the pursuit of art. I'm not going to make any money out of this. This isn't getting me anywhere. I'm not like it's not nothing is going to come out of this except art.
Oh, that must be really satisfying.
It was really cool. And I so rarely do that. You know, I'm working or I'm doing something because I'm trying to get something out of this thing. This was just we're just going to focus completely immersively on art. And it, as a result, I think we got something great.
And you're known for playing multiple instruments and looping.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I love playing with other musicians, and there are a lot of talented musicians in the Valley that I don't understand why, but they like to play with me. Two of them are going to be with me tonight at Steve's Guitars. That's Dave Noter and Ross Cribbs. I've known them almost since I came to the Valley. But it's true. Lately, when I've been playing out, I use a looping pedal. And I'll lay down a 4-chord or 3-chord, something that repeats on the guitar. And then I'll put that down and pick up the bass and lay a bass line down. And I'll put that down and add percussion and then add mandolin and sometimes even add backing vocals. And then you've got the Bradman show. You know,
that's
awesome. It's kind of a full band sound, but a much smaller footprint. You know, we always, almost always know all the songs because I am the only person in the band.
Well, it's really exciting that you're joined tonight with notable mandolin player Dave Noter.
Yeah.
He's been in the Valley for a long time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Ross Cribbs is a mean violinist.
Oh, my gosh. They're both stellar players. And we had a little rehearsal at Ross's house in the front yard yesterday. It was so beautiful outside. And they are just, they're so good. They're going to be the perfect complement to this evening.
And let's talk about that. It's at Steve's Guitars. What a great space to see these musicians. And it's tonight on 4th Street, about 4th and Main, downtown Carbondale. About what time?
About 8 to 10 p.m. is what we're aiming for. I would love it if people would come and hang out and celebrate the beginning of off season with us.
It is on season.
It
out
is
there right now.
Yeah,
Carbondale's on season.
it's so beautiful out, and Steve's Guitars is a treasure in the Roaring Fork Valley for a lot of different reasons. One, visually, it is one of the most photogenic places to have a show. Like, it's just so cool in there, you know.
Yeah,
and it's the kind of cool that you can't just like.
You can't
make that kind of cool.
No, like,
it populates itself
cool
over
you
time,
can't buy.
You know. And then the other thing that's cool about it is nobody like me can call up and say I'd like to do a show, and there's a stage for that. You know, there's a space for that, and it's a great listening room.
Mm-hmm.
And there are not many of those around anywhere really, but certainly in the Valley. Like, it's a place where people will come and listen to you.
And Ralph over there is just a classic sound engineer, listening man. Yeah,
he is. Yeah. Yeah. He's very good at his craft, and
a listening man.
I'm grateful to both him and Steve for hosting me tonight. Yeah.
Well, come check it out. It's at about
eight to 10 tonight. No breaks. We're going to play straight through. And and it's going to be all original music. All original. I'm throwing it out there. Not just the songs, but some of the stories behind the songs as well, if people are interested, or even if they're not.
And the Martini Ranch, is that an actual place? Or?
Well, it's Mike Martin. I mean, yes, of course, it's an actual place. It's a frame of mind. It's an attitude. Yeah, they've got a great little spot, and you know, maybe too much information, but I work all over the place in the summertime, and I spend quite a few days in Denver working at Red Rocks on the video crew there, directing shows. And I've got the Star Cruiser, my 22-foot Sprinter RV that I live out of when I'm on the road. But it's so much nicer to go to someone's house and plug in, and then I have air conditioning in the van, and I have the microwave, and they have a hot tub, and I mean, it's just nicer
to
just
the Martini Ranch.
It's just so great to go there, and I've got a couple of friends in the Lakewood area, close to Red Rocks, and in the Denver area, who host and shelter me during those during those weeks and months when I'm in that area working at Red Rocks. So I
so this was concurrent with that time period you were working on this record?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, let's do a few songs. And I thought, okay, I got to figure out what songs. And then he said, you should do a cover too. And that didn't even, I mean, it didn't even occur to me. You know, like this is the great thing, I think, about the creative process, not just from the person who's playing the guitar and singing the songs, like there are other people involved, and that's why Mike really has a well-deserved co-producer credit for this micro album, is because he made these great suggestions. You should do a cover. And I thought, well, okay, maybe Tom Petty. And then I thought, no, wait a minute. Kinky Friedman. You know, he died in June of last year, and I've got a very strong tie to the Friedman family and to Kinky himself. I went to Echo Hill Ranch. That's Echo Hill, not Echo Hell. Echo Hill Ranch in Kerrville, Texas, as a young lad growing up. It was a sleepaway. Me and my brother would go for a month. And, you know, horseback riding and archery and riflery and, you know, arts and crafts. And so that's how I came to be connected to the Friedmans and to Kinky in particular.
You're originally from Austin.
I grew up in Austin. Yeah, cool. It's true. Yeah. Yeah. I'm, you know, an officially endorsed Texas Jew boy from the Kinkster himself, you know? And if you know him, and that's highly likely that you never heard of this guy, Kinky Friedman, it's a worthwhile checkout. You know, he was extremely talented lyricist and musician and performer, a very snappy dresser, and a satirist, like satire, like incisive, like just surgical.
You know, believe it or not, I was managing a coffee shop in Wimberley, Texas in about 2005 or so, and when he was running for governor.
Yes.
Seriously. And
yeah,
they recorded him on the whatever the Bill Maher show was on HBO. They recorded him at our coffee shop, and I got to meet him there.
Oh, wow.
What a character. Yeah,
he was a character. He really, Kinky Friedman was and is a character. And I feel like as talented as he was, I feel like he kind of self-sabotaged. Yeah. You know, like his music, like this, like the songs, you know, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. You know, I mean, Ride 'em Jew Boy, you know, I mean, like he wrote these songs that are incredible.
He was ahead of his time.
But like, it's no surprise that a lot of people didn't grok that, you know.
Grok.
Yeah. But he was also a good writer. You know, he wrote some mystery novels, you know, and poems and stuff. I guess one of the things that really... One of the main influences I take from him is he really marched to the beat of his own drum, and he really didn't give a crap about what other people thought. It was like, this is me. This is how I am. This is what I do. And I admire that very much.
Did he ever play Red Rocks?
I don't think Kinky ever played Red Rocks. He did play the Belly Up.
Oh, really?
And I got to open for him when he came.
Oh, cool.
That was quite something. Yeah. Wow. That's definitely a resume piece.
Well, if you're just tuning in with us, we're here with Brad Mansovitz, local musician who will be playing tonight with Dave Noder and Ross Cribbs at Steve's Guitars in Carbondale. And he has his guitar with him. And
I do.
Yeah, let's get some share a song.
Music going.
Sure. I would love to play you guys a song. You know, it's Passover, first night of Passover tomorrow night. Big Jewish holiday, massive, big one. And, you know, Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass, I consider myself the father of Jewgrass, and I have assigned myself that title after this particular tune right here. Happy Passover if you're celebrating, everybody. There was a time in a faraway land when all the Jews were slaves. We broke our backs and bathed in our tears and went to early graves. But Moses went to the tyrant king and said, "Let my people go, or God will raise her wrath upon this land." But the Egyptian king said no. Well, God said to Moses, "I'll kill their firstborn if Pharaoh continues to refuse. Tell your people to mark their gates and doors, and the angel of death will spare the Jews." When Pharaoh's son woke up dead, that's when Pharaoh snapped. He said to the Jews, "Be gone with you, and don't y'all never come back. So run on God's children, angel of death, pass over me. No time to bake the bread, no time to pack belongings, into the desert we must flee." Well, Moses said, "Now is our chance, we're slaves no more. No time to hate, no hesitating, don't even raise the dough." So into the desert they did run. Not once did they look behind, but a cloud of dust from Pharaoh's army. It seemed Pharaoh had changed his mind. Well, they got as far as the big Red Sea. There they had no way to cross. With Pharaoh's army close on their tail, it looked like all would be lost. And God reached down with a mighty hand and split that sea in half. And into that part the chosen people went, led by Moses' staff. So run on God's children, angel of death, pass over me. No time to pack the bun, no time to pack belongings, into the desert we must flee. Well, I'll tell you what happened next. I'm going to tell you. Here it comes.
Hey.
Well, Pharaoh's army was halfway across when the Jews reached the other side. Then God let loose those raging waters, and Pharaoh's army died. Well, the Jews all commenced to celebrate their righteous victory. But God spoke and said, "How can you rejoice when they're part of our family? Though they might have done wrong or acted bad, we're been your enemy. Just like you, those are God's children drowning in that sea. So run on God's children, angel of death, pass over me. No time to bake the bread, no time to pack belongings, into the desert we must flee. Angel of death, pass over me."
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, some seders can take hours, man. With, like, the dip in the wine for the 10 plagues, and then you got to eat this thing, you got to dip the parsley, and, like, all the things. I figured if I could get a whole Seder into, like, a four-minute bluegrass song, then we could eat a lot sooner.
So what was that one called?
That is called, that's the Passover song.
The Passover song.
I wrote that over three Passovers. So basically, each Passover, each year, I would take that song out, and I'd add a little something to it and figure it out, and then put it away for another year.
Uh-huh.
3 years.
That's fun, that ritual of coming to something at the same time of year, kind of as a, or you're in the same, whatever.
I really,
seasonal cycle.
I like that. I like the non-denominational sort of like moral of the story at the end of that song. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter if they were good guys or bad guys, don't be happy that they're dying because they're your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like a trusty Martin six-string machine you have.
It's true. I'm close to 30 years with this guitar. I bought it in 97, New Year's Eve, out in Santa Cruz, California.
That's a long-term relationship.
It is. It is. It's you know, try not to get attached to material things, but this is definitely the battle axe.
Yeah,
for sure.
Instruments
are the one exception.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're joined here with Brad Mantzowicz. He will be at Steve's Guitars tonight at 8 p.m. with friends, and it sounds like it's going to be a magical show to hear in that listening space. And don't forget, it's Katie and Kay's spring membership drive. Bradman is not holding back for you, and neither are we every single day here at Katie and Kay on the airwaves, so don't hold back for us. Go to katieandkay.org right now and click on donate. Or there are, Megan is here to take calls, right? Or
I think
Marilyn
so.
At 970-963-0139. Brad, what you think?
Well, just like I said earlier, that I think Steve's Guitars is a real gem in the Valley. I think the same for KDNK for exactly the same reasons. I can come and get in touch with people at KDNK like there are people who will answer the phone and stuff and call you back, and you know, like, and they will communicate and converse and exchange messages with you. And then I get to come on here and play music. And this is not the first time, you know. So it is a real gem. It's more than worthwhile supporting. It's so important, more than ever. But gosh, man, having this portal, if you will, where I can present myself and my music, and then it goes out to KDNK and the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real gift. That's a real special thing. I don't take it for granted. Not one moment. So I'm very appreciative. And you know, if you can't come tonight and you want to know, well, where can I find out when you're playing next, or where can I hear more of your music? You know, if you want to know where I'm playing next, do what I do and go to bradman.net, and there's a little tab up there, music, and under there, there's calendar, and you can see where I'm playing next. And there's also links to some music and some other stuff there. I launched that website pretty much at the beginning of this year, bradman.net, for all things Bradman.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
would you like to play another
I don't know.
Song?
Should we play another one? Yeah, we should play another one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, gosh. Okay. I haven't played this song. I played this once this morning thinking, well, maybe I'll play this on Katie and Kay. I don't know. We're going out on a limb here. We are going out on a limb. Big. Actually, a very thin, small, shaky limb. Do you remember back in the day? Ass in the chair behind a mic sat a real live DJ. You'd call him up and request a song. He'd turn you on to some new band. Now it's all focus groups and demographics out of the DJ's hands. Real radio is getting harder to find. The jackass executives must be out of their friggin' minds. Live DJs are on the endangered list. Computers are running the show. Hell, that ain't what I call real radio. Well, the DJs pick the music. That's how it was done. Now that kind of radio is pretty much all gone. It's automated computers playing pre-programmed songs instead of live DJs. I just know that's wrong. Real radio is getting harder to find. The jackass executives all must be the other kind. Live DJs are on the endangered list.
computers are running the show. Well, hell, that ain't what I call real radio. Well, corporate radio's got a stranglehold. Don't see it letting go. It's slowly killing off the last of real radio. Sometimes you'll find a public station just barely hanging on, till some jackass executive sends all the DJs home. Real radio is getting harder to find. The jackass executives got their heads up their behinds. Live DJs are on the endangered list. Computers are running the show. Well, hell, that ain't what I call real radio. Well, I went in this morning to do my radio show. Jackass executive, he told me to go home. He said he had a computer to play a pre-recorded show. Hell, that ain't what I call real radio. So when he left the room, well, I closed and locked the door. He just stood there at the glass, wondering what for. Well, I played a song and cracked the mic, told the world I'd had enough, until they broke the window and hauled me out in cuffs. Real radio's getting harder to find. Jackass executives are out of their friggin' minds. Live DJs are on the endangered list. Computers are running the show. Hell, that ain't what I call real radio. Hell, that ain't what I call real radio. Do you remember real radio?
Nice.
Oh, man. I can't believe I got through that song. That's incredible.
That was perfectly on theme for us this week. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you for all you do, for all of us, listeners and musicians. And it's a real important thing.
Yeah.
It's a critical amenity to the Roaring Fork Valley.
Yeah.
And it's an honor to come out here and play music with y'all and for y'all.
Yeah. It's harder to say it than to hear it sung is great. but great points there. You know, yeah, radio DJs are endangered, but we do have a special wildlife sanctuary here.
It's true.
And Megan Passmore is not a jackass executive.
Yeah. No, she's kind.
I concur.
Yeah. Yeah, so please support Katie and Kay. I know Bradman's been a supporter for a number of years, and I'm sure he's going to come in this year with us. And I just want to thank everybody. We've had a whole bunch of people, I think we listed them earlier, who've been donating today, getting us up over 60 grand. I think we're pretty much
that's
there.
Awesome.
And we're on our way to 88.1. So
nice.
Got a few days. We want to get there before our birthday and be done with it. And so
happy birthday.
Please don't delay.
On the 15th.
Send
on
your
Tuesday,
money today.
50 years.
42.
Oh, sorry. Okay, 42.
Getting there.
Oh, you said on the 15th it's your birthday.
Yeah,
okay,
on the 15th.
It.
Yeah.
And come check out Bradman tonight at Steve's Guitars.
Absolutely.
In downtown Carbondale. It'll be a fun time. Gosh, it's
it's
nice
always magic at Steve's Guitars.
Oh,
and
man, I'm excited about it, and it's I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. Hey, I want to mention that part of what I'm doing at most of my shows, all of my shows, I'm trying to is help Chris Klug and the Chris Klug Foundation get the word out about organ donation awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I have signed my donor card. I haven't actually donated any organs,
mm-hmm.
but you know, all of us here in the valley, a lot of us here in the valley, you know, we're out mountain biking and river rafting and hiking and, you know, pushing mm-hmm. the envelope, you know, daily. Just going up and down Highway 82 is taking your life in your mm-hmm. hands. And, you know, some days you leave the house and you don't come back, mm-hmm. you know. So it's really important, if you're thinking about it, to sign that donor card, become an organ donor. I think, well, there's a huge waiting list, of course, and I think one person can save or improve the lives of something like 9 people.
Mm-hmm.
So reduce, reuse, recycle yourself. And for more information, go to chriskluegfoundation.org.
Oh, thanks for that.
And yeah. It's I think it's just a checkbox, right? Basically on
it's really
when
easy
you're getting
to
your
do.
License.
Yeah, yeah, it's a checkbox when you
really
get your license.
Really easy to do.
It's really, it's,
for sure.
I definitely have checked that box.
Yeah, check that box.
Check that box.
Yeah.
And check the box of donating to Katie and Kay.
Check the box for Katie
donate
and Kay
your
while
organs,
you're checking it, you know?
Donate to Katie
and
Kay.
Donate liver.
Your organs to Katie
is
and
there another one of these songs from the Martini Ranch we should go out with?
I think so. Should we do maybe Sold American or... let's do that kinky song. Let's okay. let's do that song for Kinky Friedman. Yeah, let's do Sold American.
Yeah, thanks
in the
again,
middle
Brad.
Of it right
thank
now,
you so. All very much, and I hope to see you all out tonight at Steve's Guitars. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right on.
All right.
I'm going to go back there to Sold American. Stay tuned for an interview with Daruma.
Faded, jaded, fallen cowboy's dog. Pawn shops itching for you, old guitar. Where you going? God only knows. The sequins have fallen from your clothes. Once you heard the Opry crowd applaud, now you're hanging out at Fourth and Broad. On the rain-whipped sidewalk, remembering the time when coffee with a friend was still a dime. Everything's been sold American. The early times is finished, and the want ads all red. Everyone's been sold American. Been dreaming dreams in a rollaway bed. Writing down your memoirs on some window in the frost. Roulette eyes reflecting another morning lost. Hauled in by the metro for killing time and pain. With a singing brakeman screaming through your veins. And everything's been sold American. The lonely night is mourning, for the deaf it never died. Everyone's been sold American. Don't let me catch you laughing when the jukebox cries. You told me you were born so much higher than life, but I've seen the faded pictures of your children and your wife. Now they're fumbling through your wallet and they're trying to find your name. It's almost like they raised the price of fame. And everything's been sold American. No place to go and brother, no place to stay. Everyone's been sold American. Just let that golden greyhound roll your soul away. Everything's been sold American. No place to go and brother, no place to stay. Everyone's been sold American. Just let that golden greyhound roll your soul away.
All right. Thank you to Bradman and bringing us Sold American there from his Martini Ranch sessions, which is just forthcoming. And thanks to him for playing us a couple songs, telling some stories, part of the membership drive, testifying. Yeah, huge thanks. And he's going to be at Steve's Guitars tonight at, is it 8?
Yep, 8 o'clock. Yep.
And with Ross Cribbs and Dave Noder. It's going to be great.
Yeah, longtime great musicians in the Valley. So it's like the magic of the studio here at KDNK.
It is, yeah.
And Megan has some people to thank.
I do, yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
I think in the hustle and bustle of Membership Drive, we Ty Richards came in earlier during Grateful Edge show, maybe even a little bit before, maybe at the end of your guys' show. I forget. Anyway, he said, thanks for rocking for 41 years. I've been listening since 2001 and loving it.
Thank you, Ty.
And also just got off the phone with Lenny, and he let me know that he was a former board member way back in 2005, responsible for hiring Steve Skinner, who did so much for the station. So thanks so much, Lenny. He says KDNK is just a part of the culture of the Valley, and it's so important right now.
Yeah, thank you, Lenny.
And thanks to all of you, and you can join them right now, kdnk.org. Or I don't even know if there's anyone to answer the phone.
Yeah, we're here. I'm here. I think Brendan's still in the back.
We're all just really busy, yeah.
We got people to answer phones.
It's 970-963-0139.
Join now.
Great. And we have special guests, I think, on the phone here.
We have Shane of the band Daruma.
Let's see if we can hear him. Hello? Can you hear us? Oh, great. Okay.
How's it going today, Shane?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on KDNK.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, just speak as loud and clearly as you can into your phone. We're working with
maybe take my
tools
off
that we have here.
Yeah. Can you hear me well?
Better.
Oh, that
now
sounds way better. Thank yeah you.
Oh, it's better? Okay, great.
Yeah. So your band Daruma is playing at the Ute Theater in Rifle on Sunday.
Yes, sir. We're really excited to be on a April spring tour around Colorado and New Mexico. And we're excited to be coming through Rifle, Colorado for the first time on Sunday at Ute Theater, like you said.
Well, tell us about the band, Shane.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a Denver-based ensemble. It's a modern jazz band playing sort of music that's electronic, improvised, evoking cinematic textures. I think it's very accessible to the common listener and to people with all different tastes in music. And we've gone on a couple national tours so far, and we're excited to be performing at the Kennedy Center in our nation's capital in D.C. in June. So this weekend is a great chance to catch us before we go on this national tour.
Very cool. Yeah.
And yeah, can you tell us about the instrumentation of the group?
Yeah, absolutely. The instrumentation, saxophone, trombone, bass, drums. It's an electronic, improvisational, sort of jazz-forward experience. We'll be at the Ute Theater Sunday, April 13th at 2 p.m. There's still some tickets left. You can go to utetheater.com to get your tickets.
Yeah, and the Ute Theater is quite an experience, too, and really not a far drive from Carbondale. And, of course, we're coming in loud and clear down there, KDNK.
Hello, Rifle.
Rifle, yeah.
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, so, yeah, hopefully you'll have a good turnout
out at the show.
Yeah, it's exciting. And tell us about where is the rest of your tour going?
Saturday we were in Boulder, Colorado. Tomorrow we're going to be performing at the Silco Theater in Silverthorne, right next to Breckenridge and Dillon. Mm-hmm. I think that's about to be sold out, which is exciting.
Great.
Then we're coming to Rifle. We're going to be doing an educational masterclass at Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction on Monday morning.
So they have a jazz composition program or something? Or
they do. Yeah, they have a sort of a jazz performance degree, and we're going to be talking to their students about theory,
nice.
Improvisational techniques, career development sort of things. So that's
great.
Monday at 11 at the Moss Performing Arts Center. And then Thursday night, we're going to be at Dazzle in Denver. And then the following weekend, we're going down to New Mexico to play in Santa Fe on Saturday night and Taos on Sunday.
Nice.
So we're really excited.
Nice. And how long have you all been working together?
We've been working together for about 2 years.
Okay. So,
and everyone has a really unique background and musical experiences. So it makes the group very unique and fun to play in, you know.
And you met through this Denver scene, essentially, or how did...
Yeah, I moved here a couple of years ago and started immersing myself in the scene. And the co-leader of the band, Gabriel, the saxophonist, me and him, Gabriel and I went to high school together outside of Boston way back in the day.
Nice.
So we sort of rejoined forces and put these excellent musicians together and started touring. Yeah, so it's been a great experience, and we're looking forward to traveling around the country on the Eastern Seaboard this summer as well.
Oh, wow, cool, great. Yeah, that would be great. So once again, that's this Sunday, the 13th, 2 p.m., right?
Yes,
so it's sort of a matinee, nice Sunday matinee jazz on a Sunday afternoon. Sounds really pleasant to me.
Yeah, nothing better.
In that beautiful theater in Rifle. So definitely put that on your calendars, folks. And Daruma is the band. And I think we should maybe play this. Let's see. I see one thing here on Spotify. Or do you have anything you want us to play in particular?
We have Warriors March.
Yeah, Warriors March is a cool one. I wrote that song. It's dedicated to my mom.
Perfect.
And just a strong, resilient woman around the world.
Yeah, well, we're all about family here at KDNK. It's kind of an extended clan of people, and theirs is a very caring spirit. Have you had much experience with community radio or... testify to its power?
A little bit. I've done a lot of like educational work, but I've had the opportunity to work with Kuvo Jazz, based in Denver.
Totally.
For the last year and a half, we've gone to their studio and recorded a full concert in the Bonfils Stanton Room. That's actually up on YouTube.
The Oasis in the City.
Yeah, they're really really great, and they're really supportive of the music scene and the musicians here.
Yeah, and they are going to be hosting the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Conference this winter, right?
Yeah, we're going to be visiting there October or November, yeah.
Yeah, so they're part of this whole
coalition.
We share news stories and resources and knowledge and best practices with each other. And it's
fantastic.
It's a fantastic network that your donations to the station during this period during our spring membership drive really will help us continue to be a strong member of that coalition. So want to thank Daruma and Shane. Sorry, tell me your full name again.
my name is Shane Daler. Thank you so much for having me on the station. And if anyone's listening wants to know more about us, they can find us on Instagram at Daruma the Band, and we're on Facebook as well as Daruma.
Perfect. Great. And once again, Rifle, Colorado, Youth Theater, 2 p.m. Sunday.
Thanks so much, Shane.
Warriors March to head on out of Express Yourself on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Thank you to everybody who's been supporting the membership drive, 963-0139 or kdnk.org.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
That's Daruma playing on Sunday at the Ute Theater in Rifle at 2 p.m. I'm joined with Brendan Girardo, DJ Girardo S, and also known as the executive director of the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program. What's
that is
up, Brendan?
True. Factual. Well, I just wanted to let everyone know, Eric Berry called. He wanted to shout out Bradman. Didn't get it in before he was out the door, as he moved pretty quickly there. But he had a really fun story. He said that that Brad saved Eric's parents' 60th wedding anniversary by putting together the last-minute string band to perform and celebrate with them. So I thought that was a cool story. And he went ahead and pledged $100 just out of the kindness of his heart. We love you, Eric. We love what RJ Paddywax does. Thank you for supporting ASYEP. Thank you for supporting Katie and Kay. Yeah, we really appreciate it. So
thank you to Eric. Thank you to Brendan. Thank you to all of you new and renewing members during Katie and Kay's spring membership drive of 2025. Help us bring it on home to $88,100. By our birthday next week on April 15th, we're going to be 42 years old thanks to your support.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah, I love it.
All right. Well, oh, and don't forget to come out tonight to Mountain Heart Brewery in Satank, or in, you know, on the industrial part of Carbondale on Dolores Way, for a KD&K DJ set.
Yep. Yep, we'll all be there spinning some tunes, so it's going to be good.
Well, let's go out with this new little membership promo.
Now, I want you to go in that bag and find my wallet.
Which one is it?
It's the one that says bad motherfucker. Open it up. Take out the money. Count it. How much is there?
$1,500.
I'm buying something for my money. Wanna know what I'm buying, Ringo?
What?
KD&K!
Just go to kdnk.org and click the donate button, or give us a call here at the station at 970-963-0139.